أما بعد، respected parents, grandparents, and beloved students of the madrasa, on behalf of the principal, asatiza, and all the staff of Taqwa Madrasa, we would like to take this opportunity to warmly welcome each one of you to the annual Taqwa Madrasa Jalsa 2024. The purpose of this Jalsa, firstly, is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have some deeni muzakara, some gathering where deen is being spoken about, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being spoken about. And inshallah, this will serve as an imani boost for us, and it will recharge our iman while we enter into this holiday period. Secondly, these jalsas take place to motivate and encourage our learners. Out there, there's a lot of encouragement towards the wrong avenues, a lot of motivation towards the wrong avenues. So these jalsas serve as a motivation for our learners in the right and correct avenues. It will motivate our learners to excel in their academics, in their education, in their dini knowledge, and encourages them to cultivate and nurture the halal talents. And lastly, this jalsa also serves as a form of halal recreation and fun, where we can relax and enjoy ourselves within the boundaries of Sharia. Looking ahead, the items for today include a qira'ah, plays, nazams, a speech, and of course, not forgetting the prize giving and award segment. We begin tonight's program with a qira'ah by a student from the Hifz class, Harun Miraj, from grade 5.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah to Harun for that beautiful, wonderful recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your ability and may He use you and may you become an asset for His deen. Now, moving forward, the Jalsa, inshallah, for the woman folk, they will have 4 items exclusive for the ladies section. MashaAllah, every year this number seems to be increasing. We see our plan, woman folk, every year taking more and more items. Very soon, be careful, men, we'll be the ones sitting downstairs. So, Madrasa has made some items for the ladies exclusively, so that the ladies may also see their loved ones perform, and they may also experience the spirit of the Jalsa. So, downstairs, now 3 items will take place. The first item will be Islamic poems and nursery rhymes by the grade zeros, and the grade ones will perform the meaning of At-Taqwa boys, so the meaning of each letter of At-Taqwa boys, and the grade twos will perform a nazam, Talal Badru Alayna. In the men's section, we will have the grade sixes and sevens do a play titled A Modern Style Lecture.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected Ustaz and audience, today will be presented to you a play titled Modern Style Lecture. I am the narrator, Suleiman is the Molana, and the group to come shortly will be the university students and the crowd. Molana Murtaza Hassan enjoyed great popularity in the Indian subcontinent. He was a great alim and a dynamic orator. He was once invited for a lecture in Shimla. A huge crowd attended his bayan. Amongst these, many modern university students attended. Mar spoke about the importance of salah, fasting, etc. After the lecture, some of the students approached him and said,
Hazrat, we didn't really benefit from your bayan. It was swag.
Why?
Hazrat, the topic you chose is old school. It's stale, you know, salah, fasting, zakat. It's absolute old fashioned. We've been hearing this for years. We thought we would hear something new, something groundbreaking, modern. What a disappointment.
I hear what you are saying. It's my fault, I admit it. You want something new and modern day, is that it?
Yes. Times have changed.
they know merit in old-fashioned topics like Salah, etc. Speak on a topic that is consistent with modern times so we can learn new things.
Good, inshallah, tomorrow evening I will speak on a more modern topic and my approach will be a modern one.
The students were elated about the next day's program and announced it. The next day, the hall was packed to capacity. Muaz started his bayan as usual, and in his introduction, he said,
"Yesterday there was a complaint that I spoke about old-fashioned topics. Therefore, today I will speak to you in a modern style. Oh people, wheat, barley, corn, and chickpeas are all old-fashioned foods. Instead, they should be abandoned, and instead, rock should be taken from the mountain, ground into flour, and then used for bread. Rice is outdated. You've been eating it for thousands of years. For your khichdi, cook pebbles instead. For thousands of years, women have been making kebab using mints and spices. To relieve them of their duties, use horse manure instead. Fry it in oil before eating. Our women have been bearing kids for thousands of years. In this modern day, men should bear kids instead.
Hazrat, we have urged to forgive us."
Paying no attention to the voice, Mulana continued,
"The earth, the heavens, the sun and the moon are all old-fashioned. Why are you content with such antique and old-fashioned things? These times have changed. You should create a new sun, a new moon and a new earth."
By this time, the audience had had enough. They realized their foolishness. When Mulana felt that he had fully driven the message to them, he changed his tune to a more friendlier one and continued,
"Oh people, remember, we will always speak truth under all conditions. This is the decree of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can we withhold or hide Allah's command just because times have changed? Doesn't Allah's curse descend on him who resorts to lies? How can we alter the dictates and decrees of Islam just because times have changed? The laws in themselves are flawless. If there are any flaws, then it is in our reasoning. A man with jaundice sees everything as yellow. The doctor teaches the patient not the things that appear yellow."
There was no need for Mulana to say anything further. The students broke out in cold sweats. Wiping their faces, they came forward and begged,
"Hazrat, it's enough. We don't want to hear this new mode of lecture any longer. It's our fault. Forgive us. We prefer the old style. Our salah, fasting, zakat and the like. Talk to us about Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and about Islam."
Lessons. Deen is timeless. The traditional approach of educating the believers about Islam will always be in fashion and style, and will always benefit us till the day of Qiyamah. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah for that very entertaining play. Just one point regarding the lesson of that play. It should not be misunderstood that any alim gives a bayan on a contemporary topic or he speaks on something that is new, then it should not be misconstrued as a modern style bayan or a modern forward way of thinking. Because sometimes as situations change in this ever-changing landscape of the dunya, certain issues and fitnas rise up, and it is the duty of our ulama to address these issues and to speak to the people and guide the ummah regarding these issues. So our ulama will take from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the Ahadith, from the books of fiqh, and they will guide the people and they will show the people what is correct and what is incorrect. A simple example that can be that we can understand this by is in the world of medicine, if there is some new sickness or some new disease that has broken out, and now there is a need for a new medication to be developed. So doctors and scientists will sit together and following the pharmaceutical principles, they will develop a cure and they will develop a medication that is suitable that will benefit the people. Now inshallah we will have a speech by Muhammad Kudrat from the Hifz class. Muhammad Kudrat has finished his grade 9. And now he's in the Hifz class. He will speak on a very pertinent and heartfelt topic. He will speak on the topic of Gaza. Whilst we are here enjoying ourselves, enjoying so many bounties and ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our brothers and sisters in Gaza are going through immense difficulties and hardships. So we now call upon Muhammad Kudrat to enlighten us more regarding this topic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to respected parents, teachers and teachers. We stand here today burdened with grief, anguish and a deep sense of responsibility as we witness the unrelentless suffering of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. This land, sacred for its noble history, has become a ground of turmoil where families are shattered, dreams are buried under the rubble, and children lose their innocence in the face of unrelentless suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضَعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And what is wrong with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for those ill, weak, treated and oppressed among the men, women and children whose cries, O our Lord, rescue us from this town where people are oppressed, where people are rather the oppressors, and raise for us from you one who will help, and raise for us from you one who will protect. These verses remind us that it is our duty as an ummah to stand for those who have been oppressed. The cries of the people of Gaza are not distant echoes. They are a call, a plea that shakes every single one of our hearts. Gaza is that aching limb of our ummah. How can we, the rest of this body, remain indifferent and calm? Remember, our duty is to be proactive in whatever way, whether it be through donations, raising awareness among the community, etc., etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, whoever does not care for the affairs of the Muslims, they are not from us. This hadith calls upon us to care deeply, to grieve genuinely, and to act with sincerity. Our connection with Gaza is not merely a emotional connection. It is rather a spiritual and an ethical obligation. Every time we lift our hands, the heavens are listening. Every time we give that one rand coin in charity, it has its own impact. And every moment we spend raising awareness, we can bring hope to those who feel abandoned. Prayer is a powerful tool, but it must be equipped with action. The Quran emphasizes that Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change the condition within themselves. Despite the destruction that is happening in Gaza, they remain resilient. We can take the lesson from the unbreakable spirit and steadfast in their faith. They live in such harsh and inhumane conditions that push human limits to the max. Yet the hope remains firm. The Quran reminds us, "Inna ma'al 'usri yusra," indeed with hardship there will be ease. This verse offers a beacon of hope. It reassures us that with every trial there will be relief, and every hardship will give way to ease. Our duty is to support that ease by standing with the oppressed and advocating for justice until it is achieved. We should also draw inspiration from their resilience to remain hopeful and active rather than despairing in situations. As we reflect on the suffering in Gaza, we can pray for them. So let us pray for Gaza, for Allah's mercy to descend upon that holy land, and for an end to their suffering. Let us not be passive witnessing to their suffering. Let us make a commitment today. Let us pledge to keep Gaza and any other oppressed community for that matter in our hearts, in our prayers and in our actions. The world may be heavy with darkness, but each one of us can be a small light of hope. Together, these lights can illuminate even the darkest of nights. May Allah Ta'ala grant Gaza and all those suffering around the world peace, strength and patience. May He awaken in us a unity and a strong brotherhood and stand for the flag of justice wherever it is needed. Ameen.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah for that eye-opening speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of the people of Gaza, liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, and grant the Muslims victory. Ameen. Now, we will have in the ladies section, the junior boys will do the play titled Sultan Mahmood, and in the men's section, a play will be done by the grades 8 and 9 titled A Real Buzurg or a Bogus One. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ariel Buzrook, a bogus one. Samir is the Buzrook. Salah is the wise man. I am the Nadisa, and these are the wise men. The story goes as follows. In a certain town, there lived a Buzrook, a friend of Allah. In spite of having a family, home, and servants, people found him to be a Zahid. A Zahid is a person who stays away from all the luxuries of this world.
MashaAllah, he is a great Buzrook. Despite living in this world, he is detached from it.
Sure, to find a Buzrook like this in these times are virtually impossible. Whenever I see him, I just think of Allah.
Oh, come off of it already. There's lots of these Buzrooks running around. It's all just for show. Where can you find a man becoming a Buzrook just by putting on one long beard and one jubba?
I say no one can just become a Buzrook by putting on a long turban. See how many of them you find. They don't perform a single salah.
Brothers, it is not right to have that thought of a Muslim. The Quran and the Hadith forbid this. I suggest that someone should test him. It will be the best solution and everyone will be satisfied.
Now in a majlis, there was a man, Salahuddin, who was known for his intellect. He said,
I'll bring you the results tomorrow. It will differentiate between good and evil.
So Salahuddin approached the Buzrook and invited him.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh. I would like to invite you to my house after Maghrib for supper.
Why not? Inshallah, I will come. It is sunnah to accept an invitation.
The Buzrook performed his Maghrib in the same masjid as Salahuddin. After that, he looked for him but did not find him. He decided to go to Salahuddin's house. After a little inquiry from people, he found the house. Things seemed strange. No smoke from the chimney, no movement. He knocked on the door, no answer. He knocked twice, but nobody answered. Meanwhile, Salahuddin was inside the house watching from behind the curtain. After all, he just wanted to test the Buzrook. When Isha Azan was called, the Buzrook left a message to the neighbors.
If Salahuddin comes, tell him I'm going to the masjid.
After Salah, he returned, sat on the veranda, completing his wasifas. All the time, Salahuddin was watching him from within. How long will he sit, thought Salahuddin? He must tire soon. After a considerable time, Salahuddin got tired, but not the Buzrook. He came out looking innocent. In a surprised tone, he apologized.
Oh, Hadrat, I've forgotten all about the invitation. It's already late. What can I do now?
Brother, nothing to worry about. I'm not even hungry.
No, let me go check in the house if there's something to eat. I'll be back.
Salahuddin disappeared into the house but never came out. The Buzuruk waited for a full hour before Salahuddin returned.
Ish, things are swag now. There's nothing in the posi. But what can I do now?
Brother, don't worry. I'm not even hungry. Please give me permission to go.
No, let me check again if there's some leftovers or something. I'll bring it for you, ne?
After a while, he poked his head out of the window and said,
"Hey, Sheikh, there's no leftovers. The lighters ate everything, ne? You can take your leave, ne?
Don't worry, inshallah, next time."
The Buzuruk greeted, turned and started to walk away. He was not very far when he heard Salahuddin calling him back.
"Hey, Sheikh, wait there. Take something here. Buy yourself chappies or something, you know. Take something, you know."
Accepting it, the Buzuruk said,
"Why not? It is sunnah to accept a gift from a Muslim. There's great reward for it."
See you inshallah next time.
Inshallah, inshallah.
When Salahuddin broke the news to his friends about the Buzuruk's tolerance and love for sunnah, many members of the community made bi'ah to him. The following lessons can be learned. A true friend of Allah, a Buzuruk not only fulfills his obligations to Allah, like the compulsory actions and optional worship, but rather a Buzuruk also ensures that he shows excellent character to all people. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أقربكم مني منزلا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا في الدنيا. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Verily those of you in the closest position to me on the day of resurrection are those of you with the best of characters in the world. Do not be fooled by outward appearances of people. Always judge people by their character and the way they deal with others. As Muslims, we should always accept invitations and gifts from others." JazakAllah.
MashaAllah, JazakumAllah to the great 8s and 9s for a very entertaining play. As we mentioned in the introduction, that one of the boundaries of Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed man such that every man, every person, every insan has needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, He is our maker. A person who creates something, who invents something, he knows the inner workings of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the animals, the birds, the sea creatures, the jinnat, insan, every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that insan has his need for relaxation. We can't be all the time working hard, and we can't be, otherwise a person might get ill, a person might get sick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made having fun, relaxation, and permissible. But that is on the condition that it is within the boundaries of Sharia. So we having a nice holiday break coming up. Many of the boys, most all of the boys will be on holiday. Many of us will be taking our leave, or we'll be getting some time off. So let us make the theme of this holiday and this break the theme of halal fun. Let us see how we can have fun, but have it the halal way. Shaitan has created this misconception, and that halal is boring. Shaitan has made the haram things very attractive, very interesting, very fun. But that's only on the outside. On the inside, it's only full of impurities, dirt and filth. When a person, when he gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the halal things, he will find fun in those halal things. So inshallah, moving on with the program, inshallah now you will have a nazam by the grade 4s and 5s.
We're just waiting for the ladies to wrap up the last few minutes of the play downstairs, and then we will proceed with the nasheed. While we wait, the smaller boys downstairs, they perform the meaning of At-Taqwa Boys. Every letter of At-Taqwa Boys, what it means, many of us know this as an acronym, but it's actually known, it's actually a reverse acronym or a backronym. That's something interesting that I thought I'd share. So let us go through it quickly. At-Taqwa Boys, A stands for Akhlaq, good character. T stands for Taqwa, knowing that at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. And T again is for Tariq, learning the seerah, learning the Islamic history of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our deen. A is for Ahadith, the noble sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Q is for Quran, the noble and majestic word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. W is for wudu, how we purify ourselves. And A is for Arabic, the language of Jannah, the language of the Quran, the language of the Arabs. B is for Bismillah, to start our day. O is for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Y is for Yaseen, the heart of the Quran Sharif. And S is for surahs, the chapters of the Quran Sharif. The ladies have completed, and now we are ready to begin. Grade 4s and 5s, you may begin.
Korata kisne pehle aadmi
MashaAllah, JazakAllah for that very well rehearsed Nazam. It's a kind request if all the brothers can just move a little forward so we can make space for those at the back, inshallah. Inshallah, now we will have a nazam by the grade 6s and 7s, and our own Mufti Sahab, our very own Mufti Sahab, has prepared these boys, and they have requested that Mufti Sahab join them for the Jalsa performance for moral support. So grade 6s and 7s, you can begin when ready. But first, before we get to the nazam, we will have the translation of this nazam titled Rabbana Ya Rabbana by Ahmed Kadwa from grade 8.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The translation of Nasheed Rabbana. O Allah, write me your mercy in my destiny. By means of your mercy, permit for me the visitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to visit his qabr and send salam to him. O Allah, when you resurrect me after my body is completely disintegrated, resurrect me in such a condition that the fragrant wind of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with me. O Allah, forget about the severe difficulty I cause. Be favorable to this humble servant when he says, O Allah, grant me peace. When I render praises upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me render it while I am next to him and he is aware of it. Bless me the opportunity to travel to the Mubarak city of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, and to always this time I travel to these places again and again. Let me pass my morning and evening in Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. Write and decree the light of the sacred journey in my destiny. Amen.
Allahu 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 Allahu
Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana
رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا
يَا يَا إِلَهِ
روز خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں
یا الہی گرمی محشر سجب بر کے بدن
دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو
ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا ربنا
ربنا یا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا
يا إلهي قول جاه نزعا إيد خليفة يا إلهي قول جاه نزعا إيد خليفة
ربی سلم کہنے والے غم زدہ کا ساتھ ہو
یا الہی جب برونا دے محمد مصطفیٰ یا الہی جب برونا دے محمد مصطفیٰ
میں وہی پر ہوں تیری جانب سے جو الہام ہو
ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا ربنا
ربنا یا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا
يا إلهي شهر مكة سے مدينة کا سفر يا إلهي شهر مكة سے مدينة کا سفر
آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دی میری تقدیر میں
گزرے دن مکے میں شب گزرے مدینے پاک میں
روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دی میری تقدیر میں
سب ہزارات مل کر پڑھو لیٹس ریڈ آل ٹوگیدر
اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا
ربنا يا ربنا. جزاكم الله.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah for that lovely nazam. And our final item before we get to the award segment is the principal's address by Maulana Yusuf Desai Saab. Maulana is our Amir. Maulana was appointed in 2008 and has continued serving the institute till today. Maulana was the deputy imam during the lifetime of Maulana Yusuf Patel Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi from 2004 to 2011 in Masjid al-Nur, Asheville. Maulana is currently the imam at Musalla al-Farooq in Glenwood and is also actively involved in managing the soup kitchen and many other projects. After the demise of Maulana Yusuf Patel Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Maulana established a relationship with Maulana Mazhar Saab, from whom he has received Khilafat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously guide Maulana and grant him the best of health and strength to continue rendering his services. We now call upon Maulana to address us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام, most respected guests, our beloved students, parents of our students, grandparents, family members, we take advantage of this opportunity to welcome you all to our humble little institute, which is more like a home away from home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for sacrificing your time to be with us here tonight. This little jalsa that we are having is in reality an opportunity, a platform to give some sort of acknowledgement, recognition, appreciation. And that acknowledgement is to appreciate the efforts that were put in throughout the year. And you will see learners getting positions, first position, which is calculated considering all four terms. So some of the boys may say, but Maulana, I came out first in this fourth term. How come I'm not first? So we looked at all four terms and then we gave you the result. So it is a culmination, or it is a recognition of your efforts throughout the entire year. So for those inshallah who will be receiving awards, we say to you, mashallah, keep it up. You should be humbled. It should create humility within you. And you know, throughout the year, alhamdulillah, the tarbiyah that is taking place, that when Allah Ta'ala blesses with the ni'mah, then that heart should be filled with appreciation and gratitude. That I make shukr to Allah for this opportunity. And I have to thank my teachers. And on that point, we would also like to say that whatever had been achieved throughout the year, then had it not been for the commitment and the dedication of our staff and our teachers, then we would never have been able to achieve what we are seeing right now. And I would just want to mention, for example, one particular thing which was extremely encouraging. We know, alhamdulillah, that At-Taqwa Boys Madrasa had started in 2003, and now we're over 20 years old, and the HIFS class started, and it was always the desire that the HIFS class should be par excellence, and we should produce students of a high standard. That was always the desire. And alhamdulillah, over the years, our learners that have been produced by and large with the help of Allah Ta'ala are such that alhamdulillah, they can be put on the musalla and they are able to read. And alhamdulillah, we've had this system of door where the students were reading 3 paras and 5 paras and 10 paras. And in this year, alhamdulillah, we had the learner, one of our learners, and the asatiza came forward and said, Maulana, we want to take on this challenge where the learner will recite the entire Quran Sharif in one day. And alhamdulillah, the asatiza themselves came together and they worked out an entire roster and timetable. One of our ustads went 6 o'clock in the morning and picked up this learner from his house. And the asatiza divided it amongst themselves. And the learner started 6 o'clock in the morning. And he finished at 6 o'clock in the evening. And he recited the entire Quran from cover to cover by heart. So this is a marvelous achievement. It is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having been through a Darul Uloom and having been aware of many institutes, I can safely say that there are very few institutes that are able to produce students that have that level of Quran Sharif. And not only that, the very next week, alhamdulillah, we had another learner who alhamdulillah also started at 6 o'clock in the morning and finished at 6 in the evening and recited the entire Quran Sharif by heart. So this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without doubt, this speaks to the importance that the institute has placed in maintaining standards. And not only in our Quran, alhamdulillah, there is a tremendous effort that is being made to ensure that there is a high level and a high standard in terms of our academics, in terms of the subjects across the board. Having said that, we have to bear in mind that the institute also has lots of limitations. So we are sometimes restrained and constricted by our limitations. But if we look at the entire picture, that despite the limitations that the institute has in terms of the facility, in terms of, you know, the finances and the logistics, but alhamdulillah, we are still producing a product that is being admired, that is being appreciated, and we often find, alhamdulillah, we are receiving reports from the various Darul Ulooms and institutes where our learners go to, where we get report backs, alhamdulillah. In fact, recently we just went to Darul Uloom Hamidiyah, and the asatiza explained to us there too, alhamdulillah, the students that come out of taqwa, the level and the standard is very high. And not only that, alhamdulillah, now that we are receiving admissions from so many schools and institutes around, now that we have a Taqwa Girls Madrasa, the admissions that are coming in, and they write our examination, which all our learners are writing here, and we find that the standards, now that we are able to do a comparison, we see that alhamdulillah, the standard that the madrasa has is quite high. In fact, when many of the learners come in from other institutes, we won't mention the names, but many of them are failing the papers, and some of them are institutes of great repute, and they're even failing the Diniyat and the Arabic papers. So nevertheless, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've been able to achieve what has been achieved. So today, alhamdulillah, or tonight, we take advantage of this platform, and we would like to appreciate all the efforts of those who are our well-wishers, the sponsors, the donors, those who had motivated and supported the institute in whichever way, and of course our parents, because it is based on the partnership of the parents. If we didn't have the trust of the parents, where would we have this opportunity to be able to empower our learners and improve them? Alhamdulillah, this year has been a very productive year for Taqwa Boys. Alhamdulillah, we have spoken about the completion of the Quran Sharif. 4 of our learners completed their Quran Sharif this year. And together with that, we had the Hizul Hadith Jalsa, where we had right up to grade 9, our grade 9 learners had memorized 250 ahadith, and many of the parents were in attendance for that Jalsa and saw how they were quizzed and they were challenged, and the learners were able to respond and answer. Alhamdulillah, together with that, on a weekly basis, the grade 7 and 9 learners were taken to the soup kitchen where they had the opportunity to participate in feeding the underprivileged. Together with that, there's a selected few of our learners who participate in distribution of hampers for the elderly and the disabled. That distribution takes place on a monthly basis. Our learners have also participated in that activity. Together with that, alhamdulillah, the madrasa also facilitated swimming for the primary section. The learners in the primary section, although it was something where it was optional, but inshallah next year we will have this as part and parcel of the curriculum, where it will built into the system, where the learners will go on Saturdays to the girls' madrasa and they will have an opportunity to learn how to swim. There are many of the learners, in fact I mentioned to some of the learners that now the girls already are able to swim, and we are finding that some of the bigger boys are scared of the water. So we want all of them to be water safe. And some of us may not even realize, but the swimming is such a thing that it's not only about the swimming, but it's about building determination within a person. It's about overcoming one's fear. The learner was afraid to put her foot into the water, and slowly but surely now she's swimming in the deep end in the girls' madrasa. So now imagine, that creates a lot of determination within the person. And that quality of determination is something that is required for the rest of our lives. That child will grow up into an adult, and if the child is a determined person, a hard-working person, if someone is able to overcome their fears, what a wonderful quality to have within oneself. So this is what we are trying to achieve in taqwa, is that to inculcate within the learners these beautiful sifat and qualities. So that when the learner comes out from the institute, not only is he academically capable, does he have the necessary academic skills, but together with that, he's got the necessary and important sifat and qualities within himself. Of course, we have to place a disclaimer, as I always say, that, the madrasa does not have a magic wand. You know, as one, and sometimes the parents phone us and say, you know, they contact us, and we don't mind, the parents inform us, but sometimes, you know, parents look at one isolated situation. How could this happen in an institute of your nature? You know, how could this happen? And sometimes it's not even something really major. But what we need to understand is that we are getting learners coming from different backgrounds. And sometimes you will find, like for example, one particular child spoke about a birthday and came into a class. How could the child speak about the birthday? So definitely I had to explain to the parent that we in no way whatsoever condone or encourage the learners to participate in birthdays. But what we need to understand is that child is coming from another home, and that child is coming from another family, and that family has their own structures, and perhaps sometimes the learners come from other institutes and schools, and they pick up these habits. So it takes time. Slowly the madrasa will work on the child. We don't believe in a quick fix. You will find in some places, we always tell the teachers that there's no such thing as a quick fix. That, you know, you just give the person one tight slap and finish, sort it out. That doesn't work. It is the slow but sure work that takes place. You'll find that slowly but surely the learner, that tarbiyah continuously takes place, tarbiyah continuously takes place, and then we'll find, alhamdulillah, most of the time the parents tell us after a year or after 2 years that, Marana, I can't believe this is my child. That what a transformation has taken place within this child. His akhlaq, his behavior, his sifat has completely changed. But slowly but surely, there is that effort that is taking place. If you come into the institute and the madrasa, you will find this tarbiyah continuously taking place. Of course, the asatiza don't have any magical wand that they can just pass over the child and finish. Sometimes I say, I wish I had some medication in my office. As soon as you walk in the office, we'll give you one, you know, pill or capsule of sincerity. As soon as you take that capsule, you become the most sincere person on the surface of the earth. It doesn't work that way. It's a continuous effort. Continuously, the person is, this topic is discussed, different angles, different dimensions, and of course that company also, eventually it passes over. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our efforts successful. So alhamdulillah, there is a continuous effort in taqwa throughout the year to make the tarbiyah of the learners, to inculcate those good sifat and qualities within the learners. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that opportunity, and we will say to those learners who may not be receiving any award tonight, it doesn't mean we failed. We have to understand that sometimes failure is an opportunity for growth. Failure is sometimes an opportunity for growth. That now, I didn't do too well, so now this means that the next year, I need to work a little harder. I need to apply myself harder, so that I too can inshallah be acknowledged and be motivated. And everyone who has made an effort has been successful in some way or the other. So alhamdulillah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the efforts of the institute, the efforts of the asatiza and the apas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the institute to grow from strength to strength. Without much further ado, we ask Maulana Abdullah to continue with the award section of the ceremony. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept inshallah.
Now we will have the awards giving segment. The smaller boys, as you are announced, you can collect the grade zeros to threes. As your name is announced, you can collect your award downstairs in the ladies section. So we will begin with the grade zeros. For excellent performance, we have three students: Abu Bakr Henry, Abu Bakr Chenia, and Abdullah Sadiq. And for outstanding behavior and compliance, that means a student who has showed sterling akhlaq throughout the year and was very helpful to the asatiza, and he had over 90% for behavior. So these boys are Abu Bakr Chenia, Abu Bakr Henry, Musa Lubanza, and Uthman Saleji. Moving on to grade 1. In third position, we have Muaz Bey. Second position, Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar. And in first position, Muhammad Zaid Amisi. And for outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 1, Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar, Muaz Bey, Muaz Pathan, Muhammad Zaid Amisi, and Amadou Juma. Moving on to grade 2, in third position, we have Yahya Badat. Second position, Muhammad Mus'ab Basa. And in first position, Abdullah Muhammad. Their outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 2s, we have Yahya Badat, Muhammad Mus'ab Basa, Hamza Desai, Suleiman Gengit, and Abdullah Muhammad. The next is the grade 3s. In third position, we have Umar Darech. Second position, Yusuf Mohammadi. And first position, Ibrahim Kudrat. And outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 3s, Ibrahim Kudrat and Muaz Vauda. And moving on to grade 4s, As your name is called out, you can come forward and collect your award. Third position for grade 4, Hamdan Abdul. Second position, Shafiq Hafeji. And first position, Muhammad Sadiq. Outstanding behavior and compliance for the grade 4 class, Hamdan Abdul and Muhammad Sadiq. Moving on to the grade 5s. In third position, we have Ismail Mohammadi. Second position, Muhammad Famao. And in first position, Zakaria Park. And outstanding behavior and compliance for the grade 5s, Huzaifa Bayat, Muzammil Isup, and Muhammad Famao, mashallah. Grade 6, third position, Hamad Babaki, second position, Muhammad Ilyas Mullah, first position, Yunus Varaji. And outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 6, Muhammad Sadiq Gengit and Ismail Padia. Moving on to the grade 7 class, in third position we have Abdul Rahman Mohammadi, second position Suleiman Chenia, and first position Abdullah Hussein. Outstanding behavior and compliance for grade 7, Suleiman Chenia, Abdullah Hussein, and Zakaria Muhammad Hanif. Moving on to the grade 8, third position Muhammad Bayat, second position Ahmed Kadwa, and first position Hafiz Saad Hussein. Outstanding behavior and compliance, we have quite a few learners: Hafiz Muhammad Abdi, Muhammad Bayat, Shahid Ghulam Hafiz, Hafiz Muhammad Hussein, and Hafiz Saad Hussein. MashaAllah. Beyond to the grade 9 class, in the third position we have Hafiz Muhammad Furqan Imam, second position Hafiz Huzaifa Abdi, and in first position Hafiz Muaz Basa. All Hufaz, mashallah. Outstanding behavior and compliance for the grade 9 class, Hafiz Huzaifa Abdi, Hafiz Muaz Basa, and Hafiz Imam Furqan. Now we will move on to the Quran Sharif awards. So those boys who have completed the Nazara Khatam this year, as your name is called out, you can come forward and collect your award. Shafiq Hafeji, Muhammad Sadiq, Umar Ajisafi, Muzammil Isup, Ibrahim Muhammad, Muhammad Famao, Daniel Rangila, and Huzaifa Bayat. This is for those boys who have completed the Nazara Khatam this year.
Huzaifa Bayat, Daniel Rangila,
Now we move on to the Hifz Khatam. Hafiz Muaz Amir, Hafiz Mahmoud Jughli, Hafiz Zakaria Qasim, and Hafiz Fawaz Fajuddin. Now, you will have three very special awards for consistent and outstanding performance. Two of these awards are for those boys, as Mawlana Yusuf mentioned, who made Khatam of the Quran Sharif in one day. So we have two boys. The first boy, Hafiz Abdullah Kudrat, and the second Hafiz is Hafiz Mahmoud Chughli. And the third awardee is Hafiz Zakaria Qasim. Hafiz Zakaria Qasim started his Hifz in February this year, and by November he had completed his Hifz, a true miracle of the Quran Sharif, mashallah. And finally, outstanding behavior and compliance for the Hifz class, Hafiz Abdullah Kudrat, Hafiz Mahmoud Tughli and Hafiz Zakaria Qasim. That brings us to the end of the awards and prize giving segment. But before we end off, we just have a message to all students who did not receive an award today from our APAs and Asatiza of Attaqwa Madrasa. In a time of badges, certificates, medals, trophies, recognition, awards, prizes, and seeing of high achievement, the Ustads and Abbas of Attaqwa Madrasa love seeing the kids that shine at this time of year. A big, high, heartfelt MashaAllah to you. You so deserve it for the effort you have put in. Yet, this message is not for you. This message is for the kids and children that did not get called up for any of the above. We, the Asatiza and Apas, acknowledge you and appreciate you. To the child that conquered their fear of heights, sleeping in the dark, or riding without training wheels, or sleeping in their own rooms for the first time, we acknowledge you. To the child that learned to say the impossible, I'm sorry. And to the child that walked away from fighting instead of getting involved, we see you, we appreciate you. To the child for whom school is a huge struggle, you get up every day and put on your uniform and you come to school, we acknowledge you. To the child that battled all year with the maths or reading or concentration or speaking in class or learning new words but persevered anyway, we acknowledge you. To the child that found the kindness in their heart to reach out to, in any way to another person or to an animal in need or in pain, we acknowledge you. To the child that learned to give and to share for the first time this year and even found joy in these actions, we acknowledge you. To the child that battles to make friends and to be social, you made new friends this year and for that we acknowledge you. To the child who lost a friend or a loved one this year, but carried on anyway, bravely every day, even though the heart ached, we acknowledge and appreciate you. To the brave parents that try every day to do the best for their kids, we acknowledge and appreciate you. May you and your children revel in small but significant victories that you have both experienced this year. For every year, there is definitely progress and growth. We don't need an award, certificate or a prize. We, the APAs and Asatiza of Attaqwa Madrasa, acknowledge you. This brings us to the end of our jalsa. Jazakumullah for all for attending. Now we will have the Isha Azan will take place. And after that, shortly after that, will be the Isha Salah.